I've discovered that the government actually has an official strategy on using Twitter now. This is a 20-page strategy paper, which has been drawn up by a self-confessed web geek in Lord Mandelson's Department of Business, which is posted on the Cabinet Office's digital engagement website as a template for all government departments to develop their own Twitter use. The paper is about 5,000 words long, and we thought we'd do a little calculation on it here in The Guardian. We worked out that it's 5,300 words long, and that translates into about 36,000 characters, and that we need about 259 separate tweets to get the word around Whitehall as to how they should use Twitter.
Because, of course, the maximum number of characters is 140, isn't it, per Twitter? Unless you've got the super tweet, which is 250 characters. So I guess this is a super, super tweet of a government release, isn't it?
Indeed. And its author, a man called Neil Williams, he admits it may seem a bit of over the top for a micro blogging tool. But he says that he was quite surprised by just how much there was to say and quite how worth saying it was that he felt when he came down to sit down and write his paper.
Well, that leads me on to my next question. And what is it we are going to be reading on this Twitter site?
There's a few government departments down the street, notably the Foreign Office and the Communities Department, who've been twittering away to themselves quite successfully in a small kind of experimental way. And he thinks it's about time it went government-wide, and government could get quite a lot out of using Twitter, as could the public. And so his guidelines suggest that each department should have a digital media team. He thinks it wouldn't take less than an hour a day to gather potential tweets in their department for use or on their Twitter stream. But he admits that there are several problems with the idea of official use of Twitter, because, I mean, after all, Twitter sells itself on the promise of, shall we say, a glimpse into everyone's personal life and views on a daily basis. And it would seem to be a bit of a paradox there, maybe an oxymoron between official government use of Twitter.
Well, I was reading on one of the Twitter pages from the Director of Digital Engagement. This is a man called Andrew Stott. There are links on today about a hidden wealth report and a UK report on the reuse of public sector information. If I follow these Twitters, am I going to end up on a list?
Because it's one of the essential elements of Twitter, isn't it? This following business, that I follow you, you follow me, and mutually we all have a wonderful time together. They admit that if the government departments start following individual persons, people on the webs, on Twitter, this may appear a bit like a sort of a Big Brother approach. And if you've got 15 government departments following your every breath and dot and comma about you going out to get the next cup of coffee or whatever, but they will automatically follow you if you follow them. I think Obama did this in his election campaign. But corporate tweeting, I'm afraid, looks as though it's already here to stay.